You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on. We've done 45 minutes on CBD, and we've got a phone call. It's for Steve on property tax stuff. So, first of all, I want to introduce Steve Tropea of Paradigm Tax Group. He helps a lot of my clients reduce their tax bills. Steve, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Wanda, you got to turn his mic on.
Hello.
There you go. Yeah, Thank you for having me. You got to lean in and you got to talk there, Steve.
I'm right here.
And thanks for participating in the earlier segment. We've got a caller for you, Steve.
All right.
Go ahead. Craig, is it Craig? Craig, welcome to the show, Craig.
I'm the tax attorney in New Jersey.
Oh, my God.
And I have a lot of clients looking to move to Florida. Steve, what are the best opportunities, best areas, and tell me your thoughts on the environment.
Well, the environment, like best areas to invest? I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah. What are the opportunities in the with property taxes?
There you go. So, Steve, the question is, where would somebody go if they're investing in South Florida? What's the property tax environment for them? Would that be it, Craig?
Yes, exactly.
Great. So somebody bought an investment property. They've got their tax bill. When would that come, Steve? And what's the timing on that?
Those are typically mailed out in the middle of August, and the taxpayer has 25 days from the mailing date to file a formal appeal at the local county VAB, which is the Value Adjustment Board. And
What are some of the properties right now that are being most overvalued where you might have the best opportunity to help somebody adjust the value and a cannabis or hemp farm is not able to be included?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say there's any specific asset class that is taxed a little more aggressively than the rest. What happens is, especially in South Florida, Broward, Miami-Dade counties, the county appraisers are overwhelmed with assessments. There's too many for them to appraise. So what they'll do is they will use a formula and they'll apply it across the board, and that puts the onus on the taxpayer to protest that value.
And so that's what we do in Florida almost on a regular basis because of the way that they're assessed, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, Craig, does that kind of help you out a little?
Perfectly. Thank you very much.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling. All right, so Steve, let's go back to the beginning, though. Tell us a little bit about your background. We've got a couple minutes. Tell us a little bit about how come you're able to do this.
Well, I got my start in the Chicago markets, where they reassess every 3 years up there. They're very aggressive, not like in Florida where we have the non-homestead cap that protects the taxpayer from too large of an increase. I should probably focus in on that a little bit. The non-homestead tax is critical for your assessment not to be increase too much.
So let me ask you this. So you can do it for residential and commercial?
You can do it for residential. Yeah, definitely.
Because you were saying homestead. That's what I'm asking.
Right. Yes. The homestead is a 3% increase cap, and the non-homestead is a 10% cap.
So, Steve, before we forget later, because we don't have a lot of time, because we talked a lot about cannabis here, and you asked some good questions. How do people find you? How do they get a hold of you? How can you help them appeal their taxes?
Absolutely. Well, they can call us. They can send me an email at stropea@paradigmtax.com.
How do you spell Tropea?
It's T-R-O-P-E-A. And, what we would do is we would look at their assessment and file the formal petition at the county. And
how do you determine if somebody's got a good case?
Generally, we're able to deduce who has a good case by running it through our database. We have a lot of clients with a lot of different types of properties. We can look at per square foot assessments, and if it is deviant from those values, we'll know right away. There, we can also look at the strata of per square foot assessments for certain neighborhoods and be able to ascertain whether there's an opportunity there or not. If the building next door was bought right at about the same time and it is assessed, you know, $10 a square foot less, then we probably won't have as good of a very good case to appeal that property.
So who's your best customer? Who's the person that calls you the most?
Wow. Our best customers are probably the large national portfolio owners that have thousands of parcels throughout the country and need a national organization like ours with people in all the different marketplaces that can, they can have a single point of contact that can manage their entire portfolio. We've got a great office here in Miami, but equally we have the same pedigree located in Chicago, Boston, California, go on and on and on.
Steve, I want to thank you so much for coming and bringing that information to us. And better than that, for asking the good questions on the cannabis stuff, especially the workplace ones, especially for a national firm. It's something that really does impact everybody. I want to thank Steve Tropea from being here today from Paradigm Tax Group. Again, you can go online and find Steve. I want to thank Derek Thomas, the VP of Product of Business Development for Veritas Farms. You better be coming back. That was some great stuff. I want to thank you, Wanda. But the person I want to thank most is you, my listener. I want to thank you for listening today. If it wasn't for you, well, I just wouldn't have a show. Thank our sponsors, Warren Henry, the NFL Alumni Association, Creco AI, Carlson Integrated, Turkel Brands, and of course, the Bergstrom Center for the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Please go to our Facebook page and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback, comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. You can tweet at Jim Fried at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Thank you to Carlson Integrated for that. If you missed today's show, are we going to still get replayed on Tuesday, Wanda?
At 7.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So if you missed us, you can hear us again, or you can go to our website, freedombusiness.com, where we've got over 500 episodes. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I just love doing this. Hey, remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way the other, finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Florida's only business radio station.
Here comes the money. Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
AAA the Biz.
Is a Bloomberg Market Minute. Stocks rallied after China indicated it wouldn't immediately retaliate against the latest.